2 o'clock. And you know what that means.
Hey, man!
It's time for Dukes and Bell, the best sports talk duo, breaking down the hottest topics in the ATL.
Wait a minute.
That's huge. Big.
We like our sports like we like our brew. Fresh and crisp to the last out.
Yeah.
Carl Dukes.
You're not listening.
And Mike Bell.
Give me a freaking break.
Are about to take over the airwaves.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's Carl Dukes and Mike Bell.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
Big shout out to all of our listeners and folks that came through yesterday, Mike. We had a great time at Hooters up there, Mall, Georgia.
Yeah, it was funny. I was talking to one of my buddies today at the gym, and he goes, man, that sounded like it was popping. I said, yeah, we had a crowd, man. We always do up there. Always have great audience. And it's funny because we have, like, listeners busting other listeners' chops, whether they're an Alabama fan or a Carolina Panther fan. But a lot of conversation, obviously, about the Falcons yesterday. And, you know, we tried to give you the sights and sounds of what we saw. And a lot of folks around the country now and national media reacting to what Michael Penix had to say about expectations.
Well, I'm glad he's setting them. We have been in the dark, so to say, for a while now. And Mike and I have said this. Look, I want confident players. I want players with swag. I want players who are not afraid to put it out there. And sometimes guys are afraid because they're afraid to fail. Mike, failure is a part of sports. Like, I want you to say, man, if we do what we need to do, this offense is going to be unstoppable. Great. Because nobody's been willing to go out on a limb and say that, even though the pieces have been here. And even Kirk Cousins, who came in, Mike, it was coach speak.
Right.
It wasn't, I'm grabbing myself and telling you guys, we got a really good team, and here we come. And that's kind of what I got from Penix's comments. I have no issues with it. And some people are saying, well, they hadn't won anything. But this is how you start to win things. You have to have the confidence to put it out there. So I'm hoping, man, that whatever he said yesterday comes to fruition as far as the offense and the weapons. And we talked a lot about Pitts yesterday. And that's getting national news as well.
Right. And look, we were talking about this, Damian, our producer, Day-Day. We were talking earlier. I said, you know, he brought up a great point. He's 25. You know, he had to sit out a couple years. He had injuries in college, you know that. But he is a lot further down the road as far as maturity and as far as, you know, presence, you know, call it gravitas, than some other guys, you know, maybe come up sort of bright-eyed and bushy-tailed looking at their rookie season, or in this case, you know, his second, you know, full year. But he's a guy that I think it's a quiet confidence, but there is a confidence, and you see it and you feel it when you talk to him.
Today and off day, guys. We are back up there on Tuesday, another open practice, then Thursday. And we'll be back at Hooters as well. So if you didn't get a chance to come by and hang out with us at Hooters Mall of Georgia, we're going to be back up there Tuesday, Thursday of next week. Meanwhile, let's talk a little bit about some of the things that went down yesterday and more importantly, kind of stuff that was said. We're also going to let you hear Drake London. The midday guys, or should I say the morning shift, got him and talked to Drake. And Brian McFadden is on the way here in about 10 minutes to talk all things NFL. Camps are underway. Mike, Raheem Morse, we both agree he's got to get better, right? So he was asked on the midday show yesterday, and Big O, let's hear Raheem talk about what he did this offseason to get better, because this is an area, like, you can tell us about the players, the draft, the free agent stuff, but what about that self-scouting, Mike, that reevaluation right. of, hey, how do I get better for my team?
You always start with self-evaluation. You always start with, you know, looking at some other people, what they did really well, go steal some really good ideas. There's a lot of really great coaches in this league. There's a lot of great players in this league. And you can go study just about anything you want. You know, obviously, there's always great room for self-improvement. You know, whatever you do for your health, for your body, for your mind, for your mental state, for all the things that's really important to what we do as an athlete, what we do as coaches, and what we do as an organization, I think is some of the most important things you do. I happen to have some of the great leadership that I have. When you're talking about Arthur Blank, being a lean on his experience, being a lean on Terry's experience, Ryan Pace, Kyle Smith, all of those guys' experiences you can lean on, different things, different aspects of life, different walks and ways to do about your business. I just think always things that you can really help and be helpful for, and you take your time as you go through the offseason, you just go through those things, and you go through that checklist every year to make sure you can come back a better version of yourself.
You know, we've talked about, you know, the old line. You said it just now, self-scouting.
Mike,
one of Mike Smith's go-to. Every coach you've had has got, like, their lexicon and their buzzwords. But, yeah, you know, looking at what you do and how can you be better at it. And we do it in our jobs. I think most people who try to be good at their jobs kind of say, hey, let's not get fat cat syndrome and try to see what we can do. But I think, yeah, clock management. I mean, Dan Quinn was like the worst challenge guy on the planet. Remember the red flag? It was like a nightmare. So there's a lot of – and Dan was no whiz with clock management his first go-around either.
It's true.
Had to have a guy to help him with it. So, and maybe all coaches do, but some have mastered it. I think you look at guys like Mike Vrabel, You know, and you see guys who get it, know every aspect of what they're doing, and have it locked down. I think Rock could be better at it.
I do, too. And I think he knows that as well. Look, he is a great motivator. I think he's a great connector with players. But, again, there is a technical side of this job, and it's fine. Everybody doesn't have to be brilliant at every aspect of everything. So I'm with you. He can improve, but hopefully he gets help from his coaching staff. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We were talking about Penix and some of the comments he said yesterday. This was one that people were talking about when he talked about the offense potentially having the best offense in the league. I don't disagree with him. If this thing clicks the way it can and it performs, Mike, and it executes the way that it can, and we're scoring points, I don't disagree with him. But I think people have seen this offense kind of just flop around the last few years, especially under Mariota and Desmond Ridder, regardless of who was here, and Drake was here, and some of these guys were here, and they go, well, some of these guys were there, and it really hasn't looked better. Penix is coming in, and I've been saying it, guys. I mean, you're going to love seeing him spin this ball and throw it around the field as he's capable of. Here's Penix talking about this offense.
The potential, we should be the best in the league. You know, with the guys we got around us, you know, we got a great offensive line as well. You know, those guys work extremely hard in the trenches, you know, with Coach Leffert out there leading those guys, doing a great job with those guys. You know, we should be unstoppable. So that's our goal. We want to be number one in all the categories on the offensive side of the ball. So.
Too much?
You know what? First off, you know, he's in a weird spot because you still have Kirk Cousins there. But he's kind of establishing the rapport and the relationship. These are my guys. I believe in these guys. I believe in this skill positions group. I believe in this offensive line. So it's smart. You know what I mean? Whether it's calculated or it comes from the heart, either way, I like what I'm hearing and establishing that connection. And you said it. He only had three games, but you know, I know these stats get off in the weeds, but air yards, he's averaging better than anybody. Now, again, small sample size, but he's averaging 10 yards a toss.
That's good.
That's the downfield thing you were talking about yesterday.
Yeah, no doubt. It's Dukes and Bell, guys. Follow Mike, by the way. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'em Up. See Dukes, the radio show. Dukes and Bell 929. B-Max on the way. CBS NFL analyst says we'll go around the different camps. Aaron Rodgers' first snap yesterday. Interception. And everybody lost their mind. He acknowledged it after practice, saying, well, I'm glad we got that over with, but there are lots of things going on, including updates on these holdouts and contract situations, all that on the way with BMAC. Meanwhile, Mike, Caleb McGarry, how would you describe Caleb McGarry? Because he spoke to the media yesterday. We didn't specifically speak to him,
right?
But he addressed like the group, and I just felt like sometimes, and this is not a knock on Caleb, this is like the last thing he wants to do.
No, and I'll give you the history on this. And because, look, Caleb, he reminds you, remember Revenge of the Nerds? Caleb is like ogre. Ah! You know what I mean? He is that big, you know, burly, looks like he could be an extra in Sons of Anarchy, although his hair is shorter this year. I mean, he's just a, you know, Pacific Northwest dude who wants to drink his beer and just kick somebody's butt. And I just thought that when D-Led kind of made a federal case out of him basically clipping the speaker one night at a workout in Washington, he didn't like the music, that somehow anti-hip-hop makes him some kind of a racist.
That's
or something.
Right.
And this became a story. Now, like, D-Led's entitled his opinion. We talked about it with him. But it kind of put him on his heels. And it's like, don't trust the media. They're out to get you. Look, I just did an interview the other day. You and I were talking off the air. You and I have done interviews before with Barrett Media.
Yes.
And they support us, and they have us ranked as one of the top shows in the country. And I just did an interview when I was down in Florida for our 11th anniversary together. And even on that, with a guy recording stuff, he still got things wrong. You know, so I understand where players are kind of hesitant. And I just think Caleb felt like, you know, I'm only here as a rookie, and already I got this. There's a guy that covers the team. He's got it out for me. So I think that's why Caleb has kind of been like arm's distance at best. So he does his job.
C-A-T spelled dog. Ogre.
By the way, I met Ogre in Hermosa Beach one year. Great guy out in L.A. But no, it's just, I think that's where some of that comes from. And I've said it before. Look, guys, if I feel that I've missed something, I'll back it up. I've always felt that he was better going forward and not backing up. But the PFF numbers bear it out. And look, the team is evaluated. They have no concerns with him as the blindside protector. They believe in McGarry, so there's no point in me complaining about it, because here we go, right? We're rolling with it.
Yeah, and again, it's not as if, because there was a question yesterday. I think our own Garrett asked the question about the rookies. And he looked at me because he said, you know, they're rookies. And he looked at Garrett and he looked at me, and I'm laughing because there is a sense like you want all of these guys to project how good everybody's going to be.
Right.
And Caleb was like, they're rookies. We'll see when the bullets go live. And he looked at me and I'm laughing, and right, he starts laughing because he's like, dude, it's that thing. What do you want me to say?
Yeah.
Like, You want me to tell you Jalen Walker's going to be an All-Pro this year?
I mean, Caleb is not the guy that's going to say, you know, I'm really excited about the young men we brought in here. I really believe. No, that's just not his. He's not wired to bull blank. He is not going to BS. Other guys can speak in media shorthand, and that's cool. But he's just not going to give you that. So that's. And I'm fine with it. Just do your work, man.
Oh, what's up, man?
So this is a couple years ago. Steak interviewed Caleb McGarry. The interview did not go well.
What was that? What was the over-under on that interview?
It did not go well.
But it was like 35 seconds.
At one point, he asked him about Bijan Robinson, and Caleb was like, this is Bijan's rookie, and he's like, I don't want to answer that. He's like, no, how's he look out there? And Caleb turns to him, he looks good in the uniform.
Yes, that's how he was.
That's what the answer was. He looks good in his uniform.
But yes. I'm telling you, that's why he just – if you had the experience that he had his first year here, you would probably look a little cross-eyed at everything coming at you from the media. That's just my two cents, you know, and so that's where it's at. So blame D-Led. Not my fault, Mike.
It's not my fault. Here is Caleb McGarry speaking of what he's seen on the rookies. This is what I'm talking about, and I'm standing there, and he looks at me, and we kind of laugh. Here's him answering. So what have you seen from the rookies so far?
I mean, they're rookies, man. We'll see how things go when bullets are live.
There you go. That was it. No. Literally. And everybody's like, that's it? Nope. You got a great rookie class. You drafted these guys. That's all you're going to say. And he's literally like, what else do you want me to say?
No lie told. Right?
No lie told.
I mean, he's just being real. That's his style.
And right? By the way, this is not me. I'm not disliking him any less or more or – it's just who he is. And we're only saying that to say if you expect to get that or more out of Caleb McGarry, I just don't see it happening. Mike, what we need from Caleb McGarry, and he knows this, is perform at a high level.
Right.
Block guys. Run block is great. Pass protection. Be great. And then we'll see where this thing goes. By the way, the foot that he was dealing with, he said, I'm healthy and I'm ready to go. It was one of the things that they pressed him on yesterday when I was standing there because, again, I wasn't talking to him specifically. But they did ask him about that, and he said, no, I'm ready to go. That's why he was held out of mini camp
and
OTAs.
And we were concerned just knowing that he was going to be, as you said, blindside protector for Michael Penix Jr., the franchise. So now we got to, you know, and again, if there is struggles, as we brought up, you know how it works, guys. If some big, you know, defensive end or whatever the linebacker is eating up your tackle on the blind side, then you got to help. You got to chip with a tight end. Another running back's got to stay. So that's one less weapon going down the field. That's why you really want to win these one-on-ones.
No doubt about it.